Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
Jim Tanner wants to give back and work for the greater good. This is our Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. The new general manager of Carolina basketball is another UNC grad who has joined the program. Just what Yuba Davis said he wanted when he took over in 2021. Tanner is a Morehead Cane scholar whose two children also went here. Some eyes widened when his contract terms were released. His current base annual salary is $950,000, which could jump up another $100,000 if the 2025-26 Tar Heels earn an NCAA bid and or they sign at least one four-star or five-star recruit, a given at UNC. He has yet to hold a press conference, but recently was a guest on the Carolina Insider podcast to talk about his job. He is well-spoken and seems like a good guy and admits he has a lot to learn. I felt my background and skill set in relationships could be very helpful here, he said. You come in, it's a collaborative environment, and so I don't want to overstate what I do as compared to everybody else. I felt a lot of my background in terms of negotiating contracts, recruiting players and their families would translate nicely to this role. As a professional sports agent for 28 years, Tanner is probably a big help figuring out the value of scholarship players and involved in how much rev share money they get each school year. But he is not an NCAA-designated recruiter, so he can only go off campus under certain circumstances to visit prospects. Tanner said assistant coach Brad Frederick does most of the scouting and evaluating of players outside the U.S. The overseas addition getting most of the attention is 6'6 freshman wing Luka Bukovac from Montenegro, whose three-point shooting should be a help to the Tar Heels improving on their 35% from the arc last season, with no regular making close to 40%. Bukovac made 39% in his second of two professional seasons abroad. Tanner said recruiting is a team effort, and so the coaches have input in terms of who they like and who they want us to investigate. We also have former Tar Heel Buzz Peterson working with us, who obviously has a longtime assistant GM and scout in the NBA. Coach Davis really cares about character, and that's something that we want to evaluate, said Turner. So you're looking not only at what they can do on the basketball court, but how they're going to conduct themselves off the court as well as in the community. Davis's fifth Carolina team, and the first without R.J. Davis, has 11 new players made up of freshmen, transfers, and returnees. Tanner said so far the chemistry has been off the charts, and they all enjoy practice and spending personal time together, like the trip they took to the beach over the summer. Fans can get their first look at the newest Tar Heels Saturday at 4 p.m. after the football game against Clemson. This is Archansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.